Good morning. It's April 19th and this is your daily brief in Australian news. Here's everything you need to know. In a sombre turn of events, the Westfield Bondi Junction shopping centre in Sydney has reopened its doors after a harrowing stabbing spree that shook the community, leaving 6 dead and 12 wounded. The assailant, identified as Joel Couchy, was neutralised by police at the scene. Couchy's history of mental illness has been noted, casting a shadow over the tragic incident. Following the attack, significant changes have been made to the shopping centre's security protocols and mental health support systems, aiming to ensure the safety and well-being of its visitors. This move comes as New South Wales Premier Chris Minns calls the reopening a vital step towards healing for the community, hinting at the possibility of revising knife legislation to prevent future tragedies. In a heartfelt gesture, plans for a permanent memorial have been put in place, with a candlelight vigil scheduled at Bondi Beach to remember the victims and stand in solidarity with those affected. This act of remembrance and the increased community support efforts signify the collective resolve to overcome the trauma and rebuild a sense of normalcy and security. As the community bands together in these trying times, the reopening of the Westfield Bondi Junction Shopping Centre symbolises more than just a return to business. It represents a steadfast commitment to healing, resilience, and the enduring spirit of Sydney's people in the face of adversity. In a dramatic turn of events, a Queensland man finds himself at the centre of one of Australia's most significant drug trafficking investigations. This story unfolds with the arrest of a 36-year-old accused of masterminding a failed attempt to smuggle a staggering 900 kilograms of cocaine into the country, a haul with an estimated street value of $617 million. The man allegedly led an intricate organised crime network, orchestrating the importation of nearly 2,000 pounds of cocaine. The plot thickened as some of the illicit cargo began washing ashore on beaches, sparking a nationwide alert. His criminal endeavours didn't stop there. He's also implicated in shipping 1,230 pounds of cocaine to a remote town in Western Australia, showcasing the vast reach of this operation. Utilising encrypted messaging apps and operating under the pseudonyms Wanted and John Dillinger, the suspect coordinated these high-stakes drug pickup jobs with precision. However, the operation began to unravel when over 250 kilograms of cocaine were discovered on beaches since the initial find on December 22nd, drawing the attention of authorities. The suspect is now facing the consequences of his alleged actions, scheduled for a court appearance in Brisbane on Thursday. As the community awaits further details, a press conference is expected to shed more light on this intricate web of international drug trafficking. This case not only highlights the sophisticated methods employed by modern-day smugglers, but also the relentless efforts of law enforcement to combat such threats to public safety. In a landmark ruling that has captured national attention, a federal court judge found former Liberal staffer Bruce Lehrman to have raped colleague Brittany Higgins, setting a precedent in how such cases might be viewed in the future. This decision came as Lehrman lost his defamation battle against Network 10 and journalist Lisa Wilkinson, marking a significant moment in the ongoing conversation around sexual assault and the media's role in it. The case, which has been closely watched across Australia, used the civil standard of the balance of probabilities to arrive at its conclusion. Justice Michael Lee's ruling was unequivocal, describing Lehrman as hell-bent on having sex with Higgins, dismissing his lawsuit against the broadcaster and Wilkinson. This legal battle has not only been about the alleged incident itself, but also about the broader implications of media conduct in such serious matters. In particular, the judge found Network 10's actions, specifically Wilkinson's speech at the Logies, to have egregiously delayed Lehrman's criminal trial, an aspect that Chief Justice Lucy McCallum cited when postponing the proceedings. Despite Lehrman's consistent denials and plea of not guilty to the charge of sexual intercourse without consent, the charge was ultimately dropped, with the court citing concerns for Higgins's mental health as a significant factor. This development adds another layer to the complex narrative of seeking justice in cases of sexual violence. In the aftermath of the ruling, Brittany Higgins has indirectly acknowledged the outcome, focusing on the broader issue of justice for sexual violence survivors. She highlighted an Australian Law Reform Commission inquiry into justice responses to sexual violence, signalling a move towards systemic change. This case, and Higgins' subsequent actions, underscore the ongoing struggle for accountability and reform in how sexual assault cases are handled, both within the legal system and the court of public opinion. In a surprising twist, Australia's unemployment rate has ticked up to 3.8%, marking a slight downturn with the loss of nearly 7,000 jobs. This development comes amidst a backdrop of economic challenges and shifts in the labour market, sparking conversations on the future of Australia's economy and the well-being of its citizens. The Reserve Bank of Australia has held interest rates steady in response to the changing job landscape, indicating a belief in the overall health of the job market despite recent job losses. This decision is underpinned by a drop in inflation, suggesting a complex economic environment where a strong labour market could exert upward pressure on wages, potentially leading to higher inflation down the line. The significance of upcoming inflation figures cannot be overstated, as they are expected to play a crucial role in shaping future interest rate decisions. With the Australian economy at a crossroads, the balance between supporting growth and controlling inflation is more delicate than ever. Amidst these economic fluctuations, concerns about cost of living pressures and the impact on household budgets persist. However, the strong labour market is seen as a silver lining, providing some support to the national budget. Both the Finance Minister and the Shadow Treasurer have offered their insights, highlighting the intricate relationship between labour market dynamics, economic policy, and the everyday financial health of Australians. As Australia navigates through these economic challenges, the potential impact on the Australian dollar and the broader financial landscape is closely watched. With interest rates currently on hold, there is speculation about the possibility of a rate cut in the second half of the year, a move that could have wide-ranging implications for the economy and households across the nation. In a heart-wrenching turn of events, the nation is grappling with the tragic death of a 10-year-old Indigenous boy who took his own life while under the care of the state in Western Australia. This devastating incident has not only left the community in mourning, but has also ignited a fervent call to action among leaders and advocates alike. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles and Indigenous Affairs Minister Linda Burney have expressed their profound shock and sadness over the young boy's death, emphasising the urgent need for systemic reform. The boy's family, who had been trying for months to have their other children returned from state care, faced continuous disappointment as their pleas went unheeded. This tragedy has sparked advocates to demand better support for families and the swift return of children to their homes. The spotlight is now on the child protection system in Western Australia, criticised for its failure to protect the most vulnerable. The controversial merger of the Department of Child Protection with the Department of Communities is under scrutiny for diluting the focus on child welfare, leading to overloaded workers and children without dedicated caseworkers, some even exposed to harmful environments. The lack of clear communication and transparency has only exacerbated the issue, leaving families in limbo. In response, the Liberals are advocating for the Department of Child Protection to be reinstated as a standalone agency, with a dedicated minister and additional resources aimed at supporting families and preventing children from entering the out-of-home care system. Amidst this tragic event, a coronial inquiry has been launched, with hopes of addressing the underlying issues of intergenerational trauma and poverty that have been linked to a pattern of suicides among Aboriginal people in the region. This story is a stark reminder of the critical need for a robust and responsive child protection system, one that prioritises the well-being and safety of children above all. As the community mourns, there is a collective call to action to prevent such tragedies from occurring in the future. For those in need of support, helpline numbers are available, offering a lifeline in these challenging times. This has been your daily brief in Australian news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. We'll be back Monday with everything you need to know.